Shalom to all. Today's office of Abbas, Kuf Samach, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud at the beginning of the brand new Perek. And today's office sponsor, Lilu Nishmas, Mars Mirim Sar Abbas, Yaakov Moshe, her Neshama should have an Aliyah. As you see, this first word is get. And even though the term get usually refers to a bill of divorce, such as when a man wishes to divorce his wife, he writes a get, the word can also just mean a document. And often throughout the Gemara, we see that the word get is used to just talk about a regular document. Now, we know that all documents need signatures on them to be valid. But over here, we're going to see that there's a difference. There's two types of get we're going to be discussing, a get pashut and a get makusher. A get pashut is just a regular document like all ours. It has the text, the information written down, and at the end, the edim sign. Now, a get makusher, a bound or tied get, is different. A line is written, and then the parchment is folded over, sewn shut, and the edim sign on the back. And this was done a few times. So the Mishnah describes these two different types, get pashut, edim mitoichai, makusher, edim ha'achrayrav. A get pashut, this regular open document, its edim are signed in it, meaning along with the text, along with whatever information was written on it, whereas makusher, the edim are signed behind. And pashut akasu edim ha'achrayrav, makusher akasu edim mitoichai, shneim psulin. If we have a pashut document that the edim are signed on the back, or makusher that the edim are signed inside, they're both pasul. Now, Rabbanim Gamaliel Emer, he tells us, makusher shakasu edim mitoichai, kosher. That if a get makusher has the edim signed inside, that's not a problem. Because they could just make it pashut, they could undo the stitches and open it up, and here you have a regular document. And Rabbanim Gamaliel Emer, he tells us, hakol k'minhag medina, everything is based off of what the minhag medina is. Another difference between these two different types of documents, get pashut edim b'shnayim, makusher b'shloisha. A get pashut needs two edim, a makusher needs at least three, and pashut shakasav by eid echad, a makusher shakasav by shnei edim, shnei psulim. If we have a get pashut, we have a regular document that has only one aid, or a makusher document that has two edim, both of them are pasul. Now the Gemara asks, Manani Mili, where do we get this from? Where's this idea that we have two different types of documents, regular and makusher? So Rav Chanina tells us, Damakar, we have a pasuk that tells us this. Now the context of the pasuk is important. When Nebuchadnezzar laid siege to Yerushalayim, Hashem told Yirmiyahu Navi through Nevuah to tell everyone that there's going to be a galus, but don't worry, they're going to be brought back. And therefore, people should buy land, have documents attesting to the purchase, proving that it's theirs, and when they eventually come back, they're going to use this as proof. And so what does the pasuk say? Sadas b'kesef yiknu, fields should be purchased with money, v'kasuv b'sefer, and that should be written in a document, v'chasum and sealed, v'ayid edim, and have edim testify to this. Now explain the pasuk piece by piece. Sadas b'kesef yiknu, v'kasuv b'sefer, kuf samachom and beis on the top, zet pashut, that's referring to a regular document, v'chasum and seal it, what's this referring to? Zet makusher, that's a makusher, because it's sealed, it's sewed shut. When the pasuk says v'ha'ed, shnayim, that's referring to two edim. And when the pasuk says edim, shlosh, that's referring to three edim. And ha'ketzad, how do we understand this? Shnayim l'pashut, shlosh l'makusher, two edim for a regular document, and three for a makusher one. Asking more of Epachana, why don't I switch it around? Why not say that a get pashut needs three edim, and a makusher needs two? And the answer is, mitach shenasarav b'ksharav, nasarav b'edov, since anyway, there's this chumra that we have to have a lot of ties or a lot of seals, a lot of folded down parts that are sewn, so it makes sense to say we have to have more edim. Now, Rafam says, mehacha, we learn from the following pasuk. This has to do with Yirmiyah himself buying a field. It says, "Va'ekach ha'sefer ha'mikna." I took the sefer of purchase as ha'chasum, the sealed one, ha'mitzvah v'achukim v'es ha'galui. And how do we understand this? "Va'ekach ha'sefer ha'mikna zeh pashut." This is just referring to regular document as ha'chasum zeh makusher, because again, chasum means sealed, and that's what a get makusher is. "V'es ha'galui zeh pashut shem makusher." That's referring to the open part of a get makusher. Often, after all the folds of a get makusher, there's a pashut part, a regular part, and that's what the word "galui" of the pasuk is referring to. And ha'mitzvah v'achukim, what's this referring to? "El dvarim shebein pashut makusher." This is talking about the differences between a pashut and a makusher. Ha'ketzad, what are those differences? Ze'edo shnayim v'ze'edo shloisha. This is talking about that one of them has two edim, the other has three. Ze'edo mitoicha v'ze'edo machayrav. This one has edim signed inside it, the other one has edim signed on the back, and that we already know is referring to get a makusher. Ask the Gemara of Epachana, why don't I switch it around? Why not say that a get pashut has the edim signed on the back and there's three edim, and a makusher has the edim signed inside and only has two edim? And once again, we answer, mitach shenasarav b'ksharav nesarav b'edov. Since a get makusher has many ksharim, it makes sense that it also needs more edim. Now, Rabbi Yecheskel Amar Mehacha. Rabbi Yecheskel says, we learn about get makusher and pashut from the following. A pasuk in the Torah tells us, al pi shnayim edim, al pi shlosha edim yakum davar, through two or three edim, a matter shall be established. Em tiskai midusa mishnayim, lo apart l'cha b'shlosha. If we could establish something through two edim, why does the pasuk say three edim? And must be l'mer l'cha to tell you, the shnayim l'pashut shlosha l'makusher, that two edim are necessary for a get pashut, and three necessary for a makusher. Ask the Gemara once again of Epechano, why not switch it around? And once again, we answer, mitach shenasarav b'ksharav, nasarav b'edov. But now the Gemara asks, on these three opinions that we just brought, Vahani lohachi hu da'asu, all these psukim are really just to tell us the difference between a get pashut and a makusher. Kol chad v'chad lemilsei hu da'asa. Each one is brought for its own unique thing. L'chetani, we have a brass that tells us, sadas b'kesef yiknu v'kasef b'sefer v'chasoim. This first pasuk, which is what Yirmiyah had told everyone, eitzu tayva kamashblan. He was just telling them a good piece of advice that you should know. You're about to go to galus, so why not buy properties and write them down and have them signed in documents so you can have a proof that it's yours? And not telling us any din about get makusher or pashut. And furthermore, v'ekach ha'sefer ha'mikna hachi avamaisa. That was a story with Yirmiyah himself buying a property. Again, it's not telling us us anything about these different types of documents. And lastly, al pishnayim edim al pishloisha edim, this pasuk in the Torah that tells us that two or three edim could establish something, lahakesh shloisha l'shnayim, that's telling us that three edim are compared to two edim in some aspect. But pukta Rabbi Kiva Rabbanon, that's machlokes Rabbi Kiva Rabbanon meseches makos, and so that pasuk also is not telling us anything about a get makusher or pashut. And so Gemara says you're right. Al rather makusher midrabanon. The whole idea of a get makusher is midrabanon. Ukra that's machle ba'alma, and the psukim are just a smach, just so to speak, finding a hint to it in the pasuk, but not that that's actually what the pasuk is saying. Now we further explain v'tayim ma'itakin rabanon makusher. Why is the rabanon we're matakin such a concept as a get makusher, as this document that's folded over and sealed and signed and this whole toodaloo? And the answer is because asu dekani havu. This is referring to a place that had a lot of kaihanim in it. V'havu kapti tuva. We know that kaihanim as a whole are makbit type of people. They often are hot-headed, and megarshin ishayhu, they would divorce their wives, and we have a problem that once a kohen divorces his wife, he can't remarry her. And since a kohen is often hot-headed, he might get upset that she burnt the tuna casserole, write her a get, divorce her on the spot, and now he's not able to remarry her once he calms down and realizes that the tuna casserole wasn't even burnt in the first place. In the meantime, meaning it's going to be a whole balagan to write this get, because when he goes to the cipher, it's not easy just to scribble a few words on a piece of paper and sign it. One line is written, and then it's folded over and sewn and signed, and then this is done again, and then maybe a third time. And so throughout that whole process, misvedatayu, these kaihanim are going to calm down, and then they're not going to end up divorcing their wives. And that's the whole reason why the chum were metakin this concept of a get makusher. So now we ask, hatenich getin, this makes sense why they're metakin a get of a woman, a bill of divorce should be makusher, so the kaihanim shouldn't be so quick to divorce their wives. But shtaris Michael Memer, what about other shtaris, a regular document that Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, or that he sold a field to him, why would that be makusher? And the answer is, kadesh leitachalik bin getin l'shtaris, so there shouldn't be a difference between a get of a woman and other shtaris. Either that could be because if we're going to say that there's no types of makusher documents besides a get of a woman, then people might make a mistake and actually passel a get of an isha, which is makusher. Or alternatively, if the only type of document that could be makusher is a get of a woman, the seifrim are going to be out of practice, and then the whole takana is going to end up being batal because they're not going to even know how to do a get makusher. And therefore, we say that all types of documents could be makusher. Now we get into the following discussion: Heichen edim chosmin on a get makusher. Where do the edim sign? So Rav Huna Amar, he says, Bein kasher l'kasher, in between every single fold. Whereas Rav Yehuda Rav Amar, he says, Achar ksav, on the back of what was written, ukeneged ksav, corresponding to what was written, mibachot, on the outside. Meaning, that line was written, it's folded over and sewn, and on the back of the paper, meaning the thing that was just folded over, corresponding exactly to what was written on the inside, that's where the signatures are. Not only Rav Amar Chama asked Rav Chizda, Rav Huna, according to Rav Huna, Amar, he says, Bein kasher l'kasher, that the edim are signed in between every single fold, kasak daitin, Bein kasher l'kasher migavoy. Our understanding right now is that it's in between every single fold on the inside of the document. But now we have a question on this. There was a get makusher that was brought in front of Rebbe, and Rebbe commented, "Ein zman bazeh." There's no date on this. I don't see a date written on this document. And Amar Reb Shimon b'Rebbe l'Rebbe, Reb Shimon, the son of Rebbe, told his father Rebbe, "Shema bein ksharav muvla." Maybe it's swallowed up in between the ksharim. And Palye, he untied it. He undid all the stitches. V'chazi, and he saw that the date was there. So there's no problem with this document. It was okay. There was a date. Now, if it's really true that the edim are signed in between the ksharim, but on the inside, not on the outside, on the back part, ein zman bazev, ein edim bazemi bayalei. Rebbe, when he was expressing surprise that there was no date on this document, he should have said, hey, there's no date and there's no edim, because the edim would have been the same place that the date was, and he didn't say that. All he said was that there's no date, and so it must be that he saw the edim, so it can't be that the edim are signed on the inside of it. Amalei, so Rav Chizda responded to Rabbi Barchama's question, mi savers bein kasher l'kasher migavoy? Do you really think, like what you just told me, that according to Rav Huna, the edim are signed in between the folds on the inside of the document? Loi, that's not so. Bein kasher l'kasher me'avroi. They're signed in between the folds on the outside of the document, on the back. So both Rav Huna and Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba agree that the edim on a get makusher are signed on the back of the document. It's just the difference is as follows. According to Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba, they're signed, as we said, achar ksav ukeneged ksav, corresponding exactly to where the words were written on the inside of the document. That's where the edim are signed. Whereas according to Rav Huna, they're signed on the back of the document, but not necessarily corresponding to what was written. They were signed a little bit above it, in between the folds. Now, once we have that clarity, we have an issue. V'necha shush b'chashish for the following. Dilma zayif akas of my debai. Maybe the holder of the document forged something, wrote whatever he wanted on it, v'chasim isadi, and we already have edim signed. Since according to Rav Huna, the edim aren't signed exactly where the text was, there's now a possibility for the holder of the document to write whatever he wants in it. Maybe we're talking about where Reuven bought property from Shimon. Now Reuven's able to falsify information and write that the property is bigger than it actually is, and he has already edim, so to speak, attesting to that, because again, according to Rav Huna, these edim are not signed exactly opposite the ksav. So basically, there's empty space for the holder of the document to write whatever he wants in there, even though it's false. So my answer is actually no problem. The ksiv bei shar v'kayom, at the end of a get makusher, However, the words Shar V'Kayim, which literally means firm and established, that's written, and therefore nothing else is able to be written in between. The market is asking, V'Nechosh, why don't we suspect the following? The Makas of Maidabai, maybe the owner of the document is going to write whatever he wants, V'Hadar Kas of Shar V'Kayim Achrina, and then he's going to write another Shar V'Kayim on the document, and then we're not going to be able to prove there's anything wrong here. And the Gemara's answer to this is, Chad Shar V'Kayim Kasvinon, Tre Shar V'Kayim Loikasvinon. Again, Makasher only has one Shar V'Kayim, not two Shar V'Kayims, and therefore if we see another Shar V'Kayim, we know that the information that's written right before that is not true. Asking why we still have a problem. V'Leichosh Del Machik Leila Shar V'Kayim, which because that the holder of the document is going to erase the first Shar V'Kayim because of my debay, and in its place write whatever he wants, V'Hadar Kas of Shar V'Kayim, and then he's going to write Shar V'Kayim, so there's only going to be one Shar V'Kayim in the document. And to answer this, the Gemara tells us, Amar Rav Yechon already said, that Toluah Mekuyames Kshera, a hanging word, which is Mekuyam, is Kasher. We'll explain this in a moment. Kof Samach Alf Amar Alf on the top, Machak Pasol, but if something was erased, it's Pasol, V'Afal Pisha Mekuyam, even though it's Mekuyam. What's this referring to? So let's say we just have a regular document, and the cipher was writing it, and he realized afterwards that he skipped a word, which is important. He's able to be Toilah that word, hang it, which means write it just above where it was supposed to be written. That's often what we do when we're writing something. We skip a word, so you put a little arrow pointing upwards, and in that little space above the words, you write the word that you forgot. And again, that's being called Toluah. It's a hanging word. And then that is Mekuyam. How is it Mekuyam? At the bottom of the document, the cipher writes, this word that I added into that line was done because I forgot it. And that's the key that the cipher added that word in and wasn't added in after the document was signed. So Rabbi Yechon tells us that if we have this one word that was Mekuyam at the end of the document, the cipher wrote, I forgot this and this word, so that's okay. And we're not going to say this Shtar is Pasul. However, if something was erased on the document, and you could always tell that something was erased from a piece of parchment, that completely invalidates the document, even though it was Mekuyam. Even if the cipher wrote, I erased something and wrote something in its stead, we're not going to follow that, and everything's going to be Pasul. Now, we just clarify this, V'loy Amru Machak Pasul, they only said that if something on a document was erased, it's Pasul, El B'makim Shar V'Kayim, Uchashir Shar V'Kayim. That's if this thing that was erased was in the place where the words Shar V'Kayim could have been written, and you could see that the length of that which was erased is the same length as the words Shar V'Kayim. So then, yes, we do suspect that the words Shar V'Kayim were actually written there. The guy erased them, wrote something new in their place, which was obviously false, and then wrote Shar V'Kayim afterwards. And so bottom line is, we have nothing to suspect over here, because even if there's only one Shar V'Kayim written on the document, since we could tell that something was erased over there, we're not going to follow it, and we're going to say the whole thing is Pasul. And so therefore, no question on Shitas Rav Huna. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.